Let us pray. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, you did it. You made it this far. You finished the course. Imagine yourselves at this time 4 years ago, just getting ready to start college. Imagine how much has transpired between then and now. How many stories you've accumulated. How many hours of sleep you have lost. How many friends you have made. How many late nights endured. Most important for us today, how many things you have learned. And yet for all that, time sure has flown by. It's hard even for me to believe that we are already here at the end of the year. So let's start, I think, by giving credit where credit is due. Seniors, those here to honor you, give yourselves a round of applause for a job well done. We salute you. Feels good, doesn't it? That's, of course, the narrative, right? That you are done, that you have finished, that now is the occasion to mark past accomplishments. But there is one big caveat which undermines this interpretation of what we are doing today and tomorrow, and that is the very name of it all. Commencement. For you classic majors in the room, you know very well the Latin root of this word. It does not mean ending at all. It means the exact opposite. To commence is to begin, to start, to initiate. So why in the world would the end of your college life be signaled by a beginning? Now, historically, I understand that medieval students, where the modern university has its origins, upon completing their degree would begin their lives at commencement as fully credentialed scholars in the academy. But I think we can extend this historical meaning a bit to our current context. It is not a stretch, especially here in this place, to suggest that a liberal arts education is not an end in itself. Its very purpose is to point beyond itself, to prepare you for all that comes after. Having now laid the foundation by 4 years of rigorous study, you are now ready to begin that for which the last 4 years has prepared you. Indeed, you have come here at all, not for college in itself, but for the good life afterwards, an education it makes possible for you. And so just what might that be? And perhaps this answer may be a bit controversial in some sectors of our society today, but this is a Christian prayer service, and our college is committed, according to Article 6 of our founding constitution, to conspicuously teach by precept and example the essentials of the Christian faith and religion, as exemplified today by this grand building dedicated to Christ and to his worship. So I believe I am free to say that the good life, above and beyond whatever else it may include, is to seek after God and to walk with him. This is the grand journey that you must commence today. And this journey can have no other principal character than faith, of wholehearted trust in God's goodness, in his trustworthiness. Our reading from Hebrews 11 today tells us that this hope supersedes and challenges all earthly knowledge. All of these people listed in this roll call of faith stood against the grain of their cultures. I am especially challenged by the example of Noah. How many years did it take him to build his ark? How many in his generation, throughout that whole time, derided him as a foolish and senile old man? How many taunts did he endure as he patiently waited for God's word, which he had heard, to be fulfilled? And word everyone around him was quite content to ridicule and to ignore. Consider also our father Abraham, the great paragon of faith. He was called out of his country to seek a land and to seek a God that neither he nor his family had never heard of before. Nothing was familiar, nothing was sacred. Only the promise is what mattered. And that was enough to sustain Abraham and two generations after him while they sojourned in a foreign land, without roots, without citizenship in any earthly kingdom, without even a glimmer of the inheritance that they were promised was realized in their own lifetimes. Talk about a season of waiting. Talk about a season of spiritual dryness. All they had was the promise and the God who made it. And it was enough. They trusted. They believed that he was good for his word. In a word, they had faith. And God commended them for it. This is the journey you must now commence today. This is the very same God you must commit your life to seeking. As Abraham had to once begin his journey by one single step out his door, as Noah had to once begin his project by laying one board, so you must begin today to have faith in God as they did, placing your highest hope in God's promise of a heavenly city to come. Of course, today we have far more knowledge of God and of his world than either Abraham or Noah had. We have the law. We have the Psalms. We have the witness of the apostles. Above all, we have the revelation of God in Christ, the surest pledge yet of God's goodwill towards us and his power to save. Your education here at Hillsdale College comes from a tradition of knowledge powered by faith in Jesus Christ, which seeks understanding. And you have now been as equipped as anyone ever has to begin this journey of faith. Now the time is come for you to begin it. And the journey before you, you will need this faith more than you will need anything else, more than you will need even the very breath in your lungs. This will become especially apparent to you in the days ahead as you bark from this place into parts unknown. Your daily rhythm of life will change. Your tasks will no longer be familiar to you. The decisions you must make will no longer be decided by simple inquiries to the registrar or a late-night email to a professor. Life it is that now stands before you. And life is complicated. It will be replete with triumphs and challenges, decisions and uncertainties, seasons of the ordinary and seasons of crisis, the sublime as well as the mundane. And it cannot be contained in the relatively simple structures of semesters and syllabi, of office hours and degree completion tables. You thought those were complicated. My friends, you have nothing, you have not seen anything yet. Sometimes it will feel overwhelming. To what can you turn in such moments? What power of this mortal world can sustain you and anchor you during those seasons? Careers, well, they can take strange twists and unpredictable turns. Bank accounts can run dry. Friendships, even cherished ones, can fade away. Even the bonds of family are not nearly so permanent as we would like them to be. There is nothing in this world that can satisfy you forever. There is only the promise of God that a better world awaits you. There is only his sure word that he does in fact prepare a place for you. There is only the assured hope that your citizenship is in a heavenly city whose foundation is built by God. And so, my friends, you must now commence the journey today towards that city. It is a journey that starts now, and it will take you the rest of your life. It is a journey for a destination far beyond this world's imaginings, to perfection to which this chapel points us, to be at God's side. May you be like our father Abraham and hold the promise of our God so precious, so valuable that all other concerns are secondary. May God bless you and keep you on the way. Amen.